Hey, it's past lunch already. Are you ready to go? Oh, okay, wow. I guess you're not ready to go at all. Seriously, I figured you'd at least have put some pants on by this point, but I guess not. What am I talking about? What else do you think I'm talking about? You said we were going to go shopping at Costco and you'd buy me a hot dog. We were supposed to go half an hour ago, but instead, here you are with no pants on. You know what? It's fine. Just put on some jeans or something and let's get going. You're seriously asking me why I'm in such a hurry to go? Really? I've been stuck at home for who knows how long. All my favorite restaurants are closed, and now that it's past lunch and I finally have the chance to eat something outside the house, well, I'm really hungry and I want the hot dog I was promised. That is why I'm in a hurry. Come on, wear something and let's go. What? No, seriously, I don't know what you're getting at. Yes, I can see that you have an erection. Believe me, I noticed it when I came in here, but I don't see why that prevents you from putting on your jeans. I have seen you have erections in your pants before, so I know that you can put on something no matter how big of a stiffy you have got. You're saying you can't drive to Costco with an erection? Are you afraid you'll get your erection and the gear stick mixed up while driving? Do you think you'll try to put the car in reverse and wind up accidentally giving your pickle a tickle instead? All right, you know what? Here, spread your legs. What do you think I'm doing? If your erection is what's getting between me and my hot dog, I'm gonna help your erection go away. I am going to give you a blowjob. What else do you think I meant? Now, come on, spread those legs. Don't be shy. Just spread them and wow. You are hard and your balls feel really full. I guess you really do need my help, huh? But after I do this, we're going straight to Costco, right? You promise? You wouldn't lie to someone who's got you by the balls, would you? Because if at any point I think you're not being 100% honest with me, you know what I'll do, don't you? If I think you're lying, I'm gonna give you a hard and fast blowjob. And when you come, I'm gonna keep my mouth wrapped tightly around your cock head, and I'm gonna suck out all the cum. I'm gonna suck out every drop, but I'm not gonna swallow. No. I'm gonna get up with a mouthful of your cum, and I'm gonna kiss you so you can find out what betrayal tastes like. So you'd better be very, very honest when you tell me that you're gonna take me to Costco for hot dogs after this blowjob. Got it? Good. Now say it. Look into my eyes and tell me that you're gonna give me hot dogs after this. That's right. You're gonna feed me hot dogs right after you feed me your cock. Say it again. What a good boy. Now, lean back. Just relax. I'm gonna suck you now. I'm gonna suck you until you've fed me everything. Because I'm really hungry. And your baby batter is gonna make the best appetizer. Wrong. Are you getting too close? Do you want me to slow down so you can last longer? No, I'm not gonna slow down. I want you to come. I want you to feed me. I'm really hungry, you see. I wanted to eat hot dogs so much, but in the meantime, I'll be swallowing your sperm instead. It's gonna be my appetizer, and I'm too hungry to stop. So come for me. I'm not gonna slow down. Not even if it's too much for you. I'm gonna keep sucking you until I've devoured every last bit of your baby batter. And then afterwards, you're gonna take me out for hot dogs like you promised. can feel how close you are. You're leaking so much pre-cum into my mouth. Just let it all go for me, honey. It's all right. Just let it go for me. Wow, that really was a lot. You really needed it, didn't you? Now, put some pants on, and if you're a really good boy and feed me some hot dogs in the near future, I'll give you an even better reward when we're back home. Don't make me wait.